House to debate.
This is about the president abusing his power.
Articles of impeachment.
They know it's a hoax. It's a witch hunt.
Rallies in big cities.
We're not going to just sit in our living rooms and yell at the television.
Plea offer in Cruz death.
In exchange, he would serve no jail time.
Groom killed at wedding reception.
This was supposed to be the happiest day of their life.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The American people had their say on the eve of a House impeachment vote. In rallies from New York City to Phoenix. To Michigan.
I don't think he respects the rule of law. I don't think he understands how he is supposed to govern us.
Trump supporters turned out in Texas.
This president is sometimes not smooth and not polite, but to impeach a president for managing the foreign policy of this country is incredibly disturbing to me.
President Trump fired off a scathing letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and this morning a long day of debate will culminate with a historic vote on the two articles of impeachment against him. Our CBS News team coverage begins with correspondent Nancy Cordes.
There will be 6 hours of debate on impeachment, evenly divided between the two sides. In a letter to her Democratic colleagues last night, Speaker Pelosi said that the House would be derelict in its duty if it did not act. And with nearly all House Democrats behind her, it appears the votes are there to impeach President Trump.
I'm Bill Rakoff on Capitol Hill. The House is scheduled to debate, then vote on two articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, sounding familiar themes from Democrats that Mr. Trump violated his oath of office by holding up foreign aid for Ukraine in exchange for personal political gain. Republicans will continue their assertion that the president did nothing wrong and the Democrats have rushed to impeachment. The expected vote will set up a January trial in the Senate.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where in a 6-page letter written, he says, for history, the president said Democrats are the ones subverting America's democracy. You are the ones obstructing justice, he wrote to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
They took a perfect phone call that I had with the president of Ukraine, an absolutely perfect call. You know it. They all know it. Nothing was said wrong in that call. To impeach the president of the United States for that is a disgrace, and it's a mark in our country.
Mr. Trump heads tonight to Michigan, where he's sure to rally his base against impeachment as he campaigns for his own reelection.
In the midst of it all, the House passed a $1.4 trillion spending bill to keep the government open. President Trump plans to sign it. It includes border wall money, a raise for federal civilian workers, and money for gun violence research. What was a Russian spy ship doing off the East Coast? Pentagon correspondent Cammy McCormick says officials say it was operating in an unsafe fashion.
The ship was sailing off South Carolina, then Georgia, and to Jacksonville, Florida, sometimes erratically. The Coast Guard said it received reports indicating the Victor Leonov, in some cases, had no running lights, and it warned other vessels to maintain a sharp lookout. The ship was last seen east of the Bahamas and appeared to be headed home.
There's word of a plea offer in the case of Salvatore Anello, the Indiana man charged after his granddaughter slipped from his hands to her death from the 11th floor of a cruise ship docked in Puerto Rico.
There is nothing in writing yet, according to the attorney, but he tells CBS News that the agreement would require Anello to plead guilty to negligent homicide in the death of his granddaughter, Chloe Wiegand. In exchange, he would serve no jail time.
The family has sued the cruise line Royal Caribbean. Two brothers under arrest east of Los Angeles charged with crashing an outdoor wedding reception and beating the 30-year-old groom to death. It turned a time of celebration into mourning.
This was supposed to be the happiest day of their life.
Joe Melgoza leaves his new wife, now widow, to care for his 11-year-old daughter.
That was the duty he left me, and I know he's with us.
The National Weather Service confirms at least 18 tornadoes in 3 states Monday, Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. At least 4 deaths are blamed on the violent weather and flooding. There were some apparent tornadoes in the region overnight. In New York City, CBS's Mola Lange is following the investigation into the stabbing death of a college student last week. At least 1 teenager is being sought.
Police scoured Upper Manhattan yesterday looking for the 14-year-old. The same day, the 13-year-old who implicated him was charged with felony murder and first-degree robbery. Now, the 13-year-old allegedly told police that he went to the park with two friends to rob someone.
On the Health Watch, CBS's Matt Piper has new information about behavior that experts call troubling.
One in five. It's how many American high schoolers say they vape in the past year. And according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, its popularity has been booming faster than nicotine vaping. The University of Michigan survey shows about one in seven high school seniors this year are considered current users of marijuana vaping. That's almost doubled from 1 in 13 the year before. The survey also found most other forms of teen drug use are flat or declining.
That survey was done before instances of vaping-related lung damage emerged. A strike's been settled by workers at California's Loyola Marymount University, the setting for tomorrow's Democratic presidential debate. The candidates indicated they wouldn't cross picket lines if the job action was still going on. A fifth former Google employee has filed a federal complaint saying she was fired for trying to tell colleagues about their workplace rights. Ian Schur of our tech partner CNET.
Google is increasingly running up against people protesting within its ranks. A number of people who have organized protests or attempted to even do union organizing have found themselves either demoted or possibly even fired.
Four other former employees took similar action last month. Google has disputed it. Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot have signed a deal to merge. It creates the world's fourth largest automaker. Hottest day on record yesterday in Australia.
Pretty hot, but I just have to get used to it.
Probably just stay in the air conditioner, really, and keep cool.
The average temperature in the country hit 105 degrees, breaking the mark of 104 set 7 years ago. A week after turmoil surfaced on a long-running reality TV show.
There are new rules on Survivor after last week's surprise ouster.
Dan will not be returning to the game.
CBS says it's instituting guidelines for reporting issues regarding personal space and inappropriate behavior after Dan Spillo was kicked off the reality show. There will also be new anti-harassment and sensitivity training, plus rules prohibiting unwelcome touching and sexual harassment. Spillo's offenses haven't been detailed, but he's apologized to fellow contestant Kelly Kim, who claims she's not the only woman who suffered on Island of Idols. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Researchers have been able to reconstruct an entire human genome with something other than a body part. It was chewing gum, a bit of birch bark, spit out 5,700 years ago by a girl in what is now Denmark. DNA preserved well enough to determine she had black hair, blue eyes, and dark skin. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.